Today is the 23rd of June, the year 2017, and we are on the third day of the Body and Mind Purification Retreat at the Sac 4 International Meditation Center in Hawaii. And today is a very important day, I remind you, from the morning. And this afternoon, we already talking about the role of Earth today to find out and cooperate with our mind in order for our body follow the order from our boss, from the master, of our friend, so that this evening at 10 o'clock, we will have to perform tests, a procedure to prove that, okay, we master the law number 3 and we can restore our system back to its normal function and balanced state as it's supposed to be. And as we already learned about the circadian rhythm in our body and in the universe, and we see this diagram too often, almost every day. So when we live correctly, all our major organ system will working together at one unit, and it balance its order as well as balance and harmony with the universe. We will have no problem and we will have no disaster. But because normally in life, especially when we no longer have agriculture in the main system, we change to the industrial system, we live out of the order. So we out of the balance in our body and in the universe. In the old time, when we follow the agriculture system, we usually wake up before the sunrise and we just go to bed just after the sunset. So it balance with the axis of noon and midnight. In a 24-hour cycle, we have two opportunities to reset our balance state in our body and in the universe. The first opportunity, that is at noontime. That's why you see in the old time, the Buddha and the Sangha, you still have a main meal at this time. It's not only to nourish our body and mind, it also to help us to reset the balance state at the highest level energy of the universe. Because at this time, doesn't matter you see the sun or not, doesn't matter you see the sun or not, the sun always at the highest position in the sky and the energy at the highest level and at the very, very balance. And the second opportunity, that is the midnight, you see, you read all of the sutra, you never see any sutra tell you to practice from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, that is 4 major hours to lay down or to be in the very quiet, balanced state for the body can reset, can prepare for the next day, and especially, okay, it had to clean up our system before doing anything. So nowadays, when we change to the industrial society and we live in it with the artificial light and we live indoor more than outdoor, so we now shift the time. We wake up very late and we go to bed very late. So majority of us did not have the main meal at noontime. And that's why we miss the first opportunity to reset the balance state in our body and in the universe. So when we miss the first opportunity, we still had a second opportunity to catch up. But most of us, again, we go to bed later than 10 p.m. So we miss the second opportunity to reset the balance state in our body and in the universe. So that's why you see right now, the more we live with a new industrial society, the more disease, the more sickness, the more problem, the more out balance we have with the human being, and also the more disaster we have in the nature. the our balance is from the physical level outside. And the first thing I always remind you too many times a day, that means sitting balancedly, relaxingly, and straight upright. That is very simple, but most of us nowadays, we cannot do that. And in our body, okay, the spinal cord is the main structure to hold most important organ and the neural system. But now, because we not sit it upright and straight forward and perpendicular balance to the ground, so that's why we have a lot of problem in our skeletal system, in our internal organ system, and in our neural system. And because that's the synchronized order thought we create, now it will go to the axis of the earth. The axis of the earth, now it's out of balance. It almost flipped the axis from the north to the south in the very near future. And also the slowdown of our movement, because we have a tendency less active than before, and we live in the negative hour. That means we live afternoon to midnight more than before noon. So the movement inside of our body, outside our body, becomes slower. And that leads to a lot of the disease, because when the flow, the movement of our becomes slower, the flow of the fluid and the flow of the air inside of our body becomes slower, and that creates a lot of problems like sugar in the blood, lipid in the blood, high blood pressure, and then all kinds of problems inside like outside. And with that, the cause to the imbalance of the magnetic field in our body and in the environment, especially in the earth. So that's why it called what we call now the earth spin slower. And then when it spins slower, the balance of the fault, now it's out balance, and we had the condition now what we call sinkhole. It looked like the earthquake, and it looked like the health in the present time more and more now today. And now we look back into our body. We have 12 main organs related to 12 major meridians in our body. So you see, to help nourish and balance the 12 major organs and the 12 meridian energy system in our body, the nature already give us the 6 major flavor in the food, in the nature. So what is the 6 major flavor in the nature? First one, we have the sweet, like in the carbohydrate, in the most of the sweet, the correct one. And now we abuse, you see, we abuse, we use too much the sweet fruit, and we use the refined sugar. So we use the wrong sweet. That's why we had a problem with the stomach, with the spleen, and with the pancreas. You see, now number one common disease we have in America is the stomach problem, the reflux, right, the acid. And next to that, the spleen that we have related to the blood synthesis. So that's why we had the cardiovascular disease. We had the blood, we had all kinds of the cancer, the blood cancer now. Pancreas, relay, what the problem? Diabetic, right? Blood sugar, that is one of the most common disease now too. The second flavor, salty. You see, we are built this one, so we had a problem with the kidney, and this is now number one list of transplantation now. And bladder. And this one create a problem for women. We have the problem with incontinence, urine incontinence, urinary tract infection. And for men, we have relay problem with this one, a benign hypertrophy protein. So the protein become enlarged. So when we abuse it, when we overuse it, it still create a problem. And the next one, the sour. It have a flavor go to the liver and gallbladder. We don't want to. We don't want to use this one. We don't want to use this one much. So that's why we had a problem with that. The liver problem now and the gallbladder problem. And the next one, the spicy and pungent. We usually, okay, don't like this one. Some people, they abuse it, and most of they don't like you this one. So that's why we have this one, number one, killing American right now with the lung cancer and the lung instead in the colon cancer. And the last two flavor, the bitter and the astringent, you see, this is the one we hate a lot, and we try not to take it. So that's why we see we have a cardiovascular disease, and we have a neuro problem, like people have all kinds of depression, schizophrenia, with Alzheimer, and then we had a problem with immune system. That's why we had a problem. If we lack of that, that means if we not use that, we don't have enough, it still create a problem. If we overuse, abuse it, we still had a problem. Especially, we dislike a most the one we don't want to take in a lot. Nowadays, in the astringent. Astringent, that means usually it's in the peel of most of the fruit, most of vegetable. When you take the beetroot, right? The beetroot, even though inside very sweet, but outside the skin, it have astringent. And in the peel of the banana, right? You see it have astringent. Very sticky. When you take the tea, right? Chinese tea, the green tea, the black tea, yeah, that is astringent. But most of the astringent, where is that? It's around in the peel of the vegetable or from the fruit. What is the purpose of that? Right, it's the protective layer. Because most of the nutrition, most of the goodness in the soil or in the water, right, and in the air, they will take all that one. And then, okay, that is very valuable, very, very precious. They have to keep deep inside. They have some small cellular to keep that, and outside they have the layer, right? They keep that in that pocket, and then out that pocket they have another layer. And outside of that, they will have a very thick, very bitter and astringent to protect that. Look like we have a diamond. You have to keep in many, many safe box. So the more value, the more they keep deep inside. So the astringent is the protective layer. It's very important for us, but because of now, first because we don't like that flavor at all. Before, even though we don't use the chemical to protect the fruit, we still don't know how to use that much. And now we scare about the chemical to protect the fruit after they harvest it. So we try to throw it away to get rid of that. That's why our immune system, it becomes weaker and weaker. So this is the six major flavor have in the nature to give us the nutrition and also to help us to rebalance our 12 major organ meridian system in our body. So the nature very wonderful and very smart. They know that we have a six major flavor. We have to be depend on external source. In case we be blocked or we have no way to get from the external source, okay, how can we survive and how can we rebalance ourselves? So the nature for our body, select two out of six. Select two out of six. That means, again, the rule of law number three, right? We have a six flavor. Now let you choose two out of six. You see, that is one third of that. So 2 out of six, you allow to synthesize for yourself. So you're independent to synthesize, to control, to regulate, to nourish yourself in case you cannot get from the external source. So what flavor our body want to take? Sour and bitter, you see? Sour and bitter. They not chew the sweet or the salty, okay? They will chew the sour and bitter. You see, so that's why it's very important. And the sour, where it produced? In the stomach, you see? Acidic, okay? In the stomach. And even though it be produced in the stomach, but where it go to? Liver. It be produced in stomach, it will deliver it to the liver because of that is the main flavor for the liver. And the bitter, where it be produced? From the gallbladder. And gallbladder like here. So that is the main hair. See, that's why when you look at this diagram, you see why it takes the time, too much time for us to work, and it has many functions. We already talked this afternoon. So that's another main reason why we have to support for this pair, the liver and gallbladder. Okay? It has a lot of major function in our body, and especially it is the main one to take care the two major flavors to rebalance and reset the balance state in our body. So that again, we understand that, so we know the important role of the third night to pass the examination. So that's why you see in the old time, when we don't have the medicine, the pharmaceutical industry medicine, we usually use the bitter state to treat most of the condition, especially when we have very severe, we use pie in the bear. We extract the bear, and in any animal, we just take the gallbladder. We take the pie that we save that one for the medicine, and that we use from the other animal. But we use for ourselves is the best one. But how can we get the bear in our body? We talked this morning about it, three ways to get this one. The first way through the feces, right? The second way through urine. And the third way through the sweat, right? But which one is the most? Urine is the most, right? Because you have a urination more tight than you have the number two. And then also, okay, the number two, okay, terrible smell. So you don't want to take that. But you use the urine. That's why when in the old time, when the pregnant women had any problem, they don't want to use the medicine because they worry about the baby, right? So what they use? They use the urine. But because they worry about the urine of the dough, it's so dirty, right? So they use the urine from who? From the young children, right? You see, in the old time, your mother used that one for you, right? When you had a brew, when you have any inflammation, any condition, they use the urine. Actually, that's the problem, because nowadays, okay, the out we use from the external source, we don't like to use that, right? And the internal, only gallbladder can produce that. But because now we live out of balance, so we had a lot of stone, we block it, so we don't have enough internal source too. That's why we had a problem. See, so that's why this method helps us clean up and to reset that. We not only depend on the external, but we can produce internally and control and reset the balance. But in our life recently, external we don't have, internal we don't have. See, that's why we had a problem. So the first problem we have, because we go to bed too late. Okay, we go to bed too late. If we wake up late, right? If we wake up late, we eat the main meal late, okay, we miss the first opportunity to reset balance state. We still have the second opportunity. But most of us miss the second opportunity too. If we want to reset this one, we have to go to bed 10 or 10:30 in the late time. Why we need to go to bed at the right time? At 10 or 10:30 in the late time. Remember this way, right? Everything in this universe, go back to this one. We will explain about that later on, but just accept it, and then I will prove for you later on. So this is the basic vibration on the movement of everything in this universe. During the night, we have the sleep, and the sleep, it breaks down in 4 minor cycles. For the normal people, we need 6 hours to 8 hours sleep. Why is that? Because each sub-cycle of sleep, it takes 1.5 to 2 hours. If we had a short cycle, that means 1.5, we need to go to bed at 10:30. 10:30, it completes one cycle at midnight, and it starts the second cycle about at 1:30, the third cycle at 3, and the fourth cycle at 4:30. You see, so we have a 6 hour for the whole night. And if we had a longer cycle, the 2 hour sub-cycle, we need to go to bed at 10 o'clock. And then the first cycle will finish at midnight, The second cycle will be at 2 a.m. The third one will be 4 a.m. and the fourth one will be 6 a.m. So in case we are a good practitioner and we are the high level of development, we need, okay, the nature already set up that one. We need only maximum 2 sub-cycles. That means from 10:30 to midnight and from midnight to 1:30. Or if we have a long cycle, we go to bed at 10 and the first cycle will be at midnight and the second cycle will be at 2 a.m. You see? So only 3 hours to 4 hours maximum and the midnight of that day at midnight. Minimum for the high developed people like the Buddha, like the Sage or the Bodhisattva. They need only 3 hours to maximum 4 hours. One cycle before midnight, the second cycle after midnight. You see? So that's why if you don't know this principle, you usually had the insomnia. When we go to bed, it's at the top level. When we had the deep sleep, that is a peak level. If you have the long cycle, the 2 hour cycle, you have to go to bed around at 5 or 10 minutes before 10, and then you start to go in deep sleep to 11, and then okay, you go out that, and then around at midnight, you be awake a little bit. You see, in the middle of night, we always be awake a little bit, and then it go to the second cycle. Again, it shadow, and it go deeper and deeper and deeper at 1 o'clock, and then it shadow at 2 o'clock, and then we kind of waking up, and we transit to the next cycle, and go deeper. If we had a long 2 hour sub-cycle, you need to go to bed about 5 or 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. If you go to bed at 11 o'clock, you cannot go to sleep. Okay, you just thought until midnight. So each one has to know your own cycle, the short 1.5 or the long 2 hours. So you have to go to bed at the transition time, either 10 or 10:30, midnight, and 1:30 or 2 a.m., right, at 4 or 4:30. Okay, if you go to bed at different time, especially at the peak level, 11 p.m., 1 a.m., 3 a.m., something, okay, it's very difficult. You just thought and told at least about half an hour to an hour to get into sleep. If you thought and told over half an hour, usually, okay, you miss, you have an insomnia, you cannot get into sleep, especially past the midnight. Okay, if you pass the midnight, very, even though you can go to sleep, but wake up very tired because it's not really do its job. And as I told you, the first opportunity the nature gives us to nourish and reset the balance state at the noontime. That's why you see in the old time, the Buddha and the Sangha have to have the main meal at this time. And then the philosophy of midway, right? The philosophy of midway starts from here too, middle way. And that is the reason why the Buddhism had the middle way philosophy, because it's based on the symmetrical of the energy of the universe. And loving kindness and wisdom come from here too. Why? You say in the Buddhist, right? Buddhist philosophy, okay, they say, okay, the loving kindness and wisdom, it's like the two wings of the bird. It has to be balanced, both. Okay, it's not one stronger than the other. The bird cannot fly. So Buddhist philosophy had to be balanced between loving kindness and compassion. It's based on this philosophy, and based on this principle too. Because you see, at this window, at this time, the brain and the headquarter, right, it represents for the wisdom. The heart, the headquarter of the circulation system, it represents for loving kindness and compassion. You see, it's based from this philosophy, from the universal energy and the Gregorian theorem. The philosophy, the principle of non-dual, that is, we call the other way, that is non-self, no self, yeah. Because when you think anything about yourself, okay, it's non-self, or we call it another way, is non-dual. Because with the Western medical system, they divide these two major main organs in our body. The brain is the headquarters of the nervous system, right? The heart is the main headquarters of the circulation system. They separate two major systems out. But for the Oriental, okay, this is one. This is not two. It is not two, right? Because the heart is the mind and the mind is the heart. And then back here, we see we have the first opportunity to reset the balance state in our body. This is just for the present moment at the higher energy level with the universal energy. But the second opportunity is much more important. The second opportunity, it has to do three different jobs. The job of the past, the job of the present, and the job for the future. You see, minimum for the high development people like Buddha or the Sage or the Arahant or the Bodhisattva, they need minimum 4 hours, right? From maybe from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So they have a portion of the immune system working. They have the whole gallbladder and the portion of the liver. So they cover minimum 4 hours. So again, the circadian rhythm, it had to follow with the universal law why we nourish at the highest energy point, and this is the positive energy, right? So that's why we use the law of attraction. When we nourish our body and mind at this time, doesn't matter what kind of the nutrition you bring it in, it will follow the law of attraction. At the highest energy level, at the brightest light in the universe. So when you take in the nutrition, doesn't matter the food is good or bad, right? It will draw in, it will extract and nourish you with the best one in that. And after that, it will convert the negative, the worst one, into the best one. And then the second opportunity, it has to take care three different important job. The one for the past, what it do? Because this is the negative energy, right? The negative energy, the darkness, the law of attraction will help us to pull all the byproduct or the negative gas, negative substance in our body throughout the day to combine, look like okay, they clean up our body with the assistance of the universal energy outside. It will draw all the negative substance, the byproduct, the gas, whatever the trap in our body, the from the raw material to the energy, right? The very minor, very subtle, whatever the negative, it will follow the law of extraction with the assistance of the universal law, and it will clean up all of our body system. That is the what we call the job of the past. So you see, that is the job of the immune system, right? The security, okay? They have to clean up all, they have to go to search all, whatever the best guy, whatever the best system, okay, put all, clean it up. So that is the job of the past. And the job of the present, what it does, opposite, reset the balance state and balance between yin and yang, between active and passive, you see? At the midnight, and that's not only for the whole body, but for the main system organ in our body again. So now, the next job for the future, that means after the cleanup, okay, everything nice and neat and clean, after reset the balance state, now it prepare. It in a good state already, in a clean, in a good state, now it has to prepare for the next day, that is for the future, right? So to prepare for the future, what it has to do, first, after it rebalance, it reset the balance state, now it starts to synthesize cholesterol. You see, that's why you take the medication for cholesterol, usually you have to take at bad time, because after midnight is the time for synthesize cholesterol, that is the first thing it needs to do. Because cholesterol is the raw material, the main material to synthesize for the hormone. And cholesterol is the raw material to build up the new cell. Actually, it has many different types of cholesterol. It has four different ones. Okay, we had the total cholesterol. We had the VLDL, very low density. That VLDL, the very low density lipoprotein. We have LDL, that is low density lipoprotein. And we have HDL, high density. And we have a triglyceride. So we have a five different one. Okay. In that, the only one, the good one, is the high density. Okay. Triglyceride, LDL, VLDL, all that is the bad guy. So you see the hormone and the new cell, that is the very, very important and necessary because the hormone is the fuel for all the organ to work. Every day it used up whatever left over, okay, discard and have to renew it. Alright? And every day we have a million of cells die. So we need to have another million cells, okay, replace for that. If we don't have that, we cannot function. So that's why synthesize the hormone and the new cell is very important. In order to do that, we need what? Cholesterol. Okay, the foundation. You see? But now because when we eat wrong, we had the wrong cholesterol, that is bad cholesterol, with the best material, how can we synthesize a good hormone? You see? So we had the bad cholesterol will synthesize the bad hormone. The bad hormone, so it cannot carry out the function of the other organ. With the bad cholesterol, we will synthesize the bad cell. The bad cell, okay, cannot perform its own function. You see? So we were talking about later on why it happened for multiplication too quick and why it happened to what we call the cancer, what we call the carcinoma, what we call the metastasize. We create it every day and we don't know, right? That's why I told you yesterday that's just the fake, right? All of the medication we use now, just the fake one, it not do anything. So, and if we know that, you don't need to sleep. You don't need to sleep. You just need to have a minimum 4 hours. Minimum 4 hours at this time. And you just lay down like we practice after lunchtime. All right? We just lay down for the whole body and mind to rebalance, reset, and really stillness. It will do its job for the past, for the present, for the future. Right? On the other hand, if you sleep 8 hours or 10 hours, but not at this time frame, it not do its job because it have no assistance from the universal energy and it's out of the balance. This is the second opportunity to reset the balance state, and it has the negative energy to help you to clean up. It has the positive energy to help you to rebuild for the future. So it balanced that at midnight. So you don't need much more hour than that. 4 hours enough. If you have a longer, it's better. But 4 hours probably enough. And you really don't need to sleep. You just need to relax, totally relax. And then some people think, okay, you need 8 hours, 6 hours, but not in this time frame, okay? Totally don't do anything good for our body. That's why you see people work at night shift. They can sleep more hours than 4 hours, but they never be healthy and be normal. See, so that's why living with the present moment, wherever you go, you have to follow that. That's why you say, I travel continually from one state to the other state, from one continent to the other continental. It's change 3 hours, 6 hours, 9 hours, 12 hours, 15 hours. But I just follow this rule, right? Just to that time, at that place, we have to lay down and just relax. I still can do it for 10 years continually, travel from one place to the other place, 8 months to 9 months per year, right? But if we living with the past, okay, you travel from this state to the other state, and then, okay, you still get with the old habit, and then, okay, you cannot go to sleep, and you're off the track here, and that's why you had a problem. at the place at the present time. Okay, at the present moment. So everyone come back to your breathing, sit upright, balance your body and relax.